This is Classic Business, Breakfast with MoneyWeb, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
One would have thought that the concerns around the mining charter have been raised and all constituencies have been spoken to, and that the issue is now done and dusted, it's been gazetted, and now we can move forward in increasing certainty in the sector. But there is just one concern, and those are the concerns of the Mineral Council of South Africa. Dibelo Shabana, who is the senior executive at the Minerals Council of South Africa, joins us on the line to unpack some of those and what exactly the Mineral Council hopes to gain or get out of it in order to perhaps give a better summation of what needs to happen in South Africa's mining sector. Dibelo, thank you so much for your time this morning. You say that you will also be chatting to or speaking to Minister Gwede Mantashe about a few issues in the mining charter that you are unhappy with. Do you mind detailing what those issues are?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. If you don't mind, if I can just put in a little bit of context. I mean,
sure.
I think what we have basically said is that, we've had some really extensive consultations with the department, with labor unions and other stakeholders. And we said that, yes, we're still engaging the rest of our membership and our board, but it was important that we came out with a statement on the charter. And that is that we support the charter. We support its intent and we support its content. And we do think that it represents a good compromise, I think, relating to transformation, competitiveness and growth. And so no particular stakeholder is ecstatically happy, but none is either, totally sad, because, it was a win and lose. So I want to make it clear that we do support it, and the idea is to get on and deal with it. You know, we've just got to implement it.
Mm.
Okay, so that's firstly. Now, so relating to some of the challenges, we have also said, look, some of the concerns that we have relate to, the limited applicability of continuing consequences of past transactions on disposal of the shareholding. And I think the other key one is relates to the procurement. And I think then maybe relating to, junior miners. Those are probably some of the three concerns that we have. And if you look at the how past transactions are being dealt with, the once empowered, always empowered, that was an issue that actually arose even before the charter.
Mm.
You'll remember that this matter has gone to court, and the court essentially upheld our view relating to the once empowered, always empowered, and to treat past transactions. And so that court case is still in motion. The minister has appealed the judgment, and that process will proceed. The other elements, to put it just frankly or just succinctly, we have to work through them. I think really that's the issue.
Yeah. Dibelo, my concern then is that with the constant engagement and the perhaps constant uncertainty we've had with the charter, yes, you've raised your issues. Are you not fearful that this continued sort of vacillation going back and forth with regards to the charter will still nonetheless hurt investment that we so urgently seek to get underway in the mining sector?
Sure. Look, I think the challenges that the mining sector faces are beyond just the mining charter. I mean, the mining charter is key, but it was essential that we actually bedded it down and finalized it. Now, as this charter stands, it is final. All we're going to be looking at now is the implementation guidelines, but it's there, it's done, it's dusted. And as you know, the minister's
also drawn the NPRDA. So you're not hoping
no, no,
to
no.
change it?
No. It's not a matter of changing it, no.
Mm.
The next step now is how do we implement it? It's really the nitty-gritty relating to the implementation thereof. So, so that is, it's done.
Yeah. In your continued conversation with the minister, then, is the hope then that, the companies that you do represent, the mining firms that you do represent, continue to put in further investment into South Africa and that their stake in South Africa, shall we say, is somewhat secured?
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, we want great investment into the mining sector. So it was important for us to try to get to work with government and other stakeholders to get a charter, that balanced transformation versus, say, growth and competitiveness. And we struck that balance. It is not perfect. So yeah, so now it's really a matter of getting on with it and implementing it. But there's so many other things that we've got to sort out in the sector and not just the mining charter in order to get that investment in. I mean, our CEO would have mentioned that the discussions and before that, you know, one of the key things we actually need, and it's probably more important than how we deal with transformation, is having a shared vision of the future of this mining industry and what we all need to do in order for to go. Secondly, we need ethical leadership and governance on both sides, government and business. We need the policy and regulatory certainty and the competitiveness. So the mining charter is one of those elements. The NPRDA is one of those elements. Mm. But the other things that also need to be resolved is, and you know, some of the punitive work stoppages that we've had, the Section 54s. You know, yes, if an area is unsafe, the work must be stopped so that people do not get injured. But as you know, the Section 54s have been abused in the past.
Yeah.
So that's another element. And then the other one is also, you know, again, in improving productivity and competitiveness. Another pillar we need to look at is this, you know, availability of cost-effective and reliable infrastructure. We know that as a mining sector, I mean, over the last few years, the administrative prices or our input costs have been rampant, and yet the commodity prices have been faltering. I mean, that is such a massive challenge for us.
Yeah.
And then lastly, and the minister is now starting to address it, we really need to look at exploration. We need a greenfield exploration boom. We only make up for, you know, 1% of the global exploration expenditure.
Sure.
So we are not getting the project. We're not getting people exploring. We're not getting the pipeline of new projects. And I think that is the major problem that we face in South Africa.
Dibelo.
But those are the kind of things that we need to start working to address.
Loud and clear. We definitely get that message. Dibelo Shabane, I appreciate your time. Senior Executive at the Minerals Council of South Africa. No BEE targets for exploration, according to the Minister, Gwede Mantashe. And there will be no changes to the mining charter, especially within the next 5 years, after years of uncertainty, according to Mr. Mantashe. So that is the message that comes out loud and clear. 722, let's get into your traffic.